My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, today we have to know even more about our health, and we have to be aware, and we also have to, you know, understand that change in most cases is inevitable. I think the hard part about it is realizing that many of us that are maybe at an age now where we saw most of our grandparents and great-grandparents at their later stages of life starting to have health problems, I think a lot of us are in the mentality that we still have plenty of time to be able to do that. The hard part is realizing that, you know, many of those things that at one time were in the geriatric old age kind of age bracket, you know, are happening at a much younger age. So that means that we have to be on our game earlier than before. Now, that means that we need to kind of be open-minded to making changes, and we also need to make sure that we are doing what is necessary to put ourselves into a healthier way of living. And, you know, many of us do have a tendency to wait until something's broken. So what we try to do here every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, is bring you the relevant topics. What's going on in the world around us? What are some of the things that we should be aware of? What are some of the things we should be possibly focusing on? And maybe some of the things and addressing some of the things that we're afraid of or just fearful or, you know, just scared in general that it may be something that may be a situation for us, but we just don't know how to approach it. Or we've seen it happen to somebody that we know that's in our age bracket, which is also very scary. I just think that having information and being able to educate ourselves and being able to put ourselves into that healthier mode is something that a lot of us really need to do. And we just have to step up to the plate and start being better at what we do. You know, every day I bring you the best guest in the industry that we have a guest, and they are so good at what they do because this is what they do. They teach, they educate, they inform, they make sure that everybody has at least the tools they need to make some better, wiser, and healthier decisions. And maybe just give people a little bit more strength to be able to make some of the changes. We also talk about the best products in the industry, the companies that think about us, the consumer, first. And we try to deal with companies that, you know, are doing it right, you know, that don't mind spending a little bit more time on their formulations because they know that anybody will buy one thing first and one time only. But if they want people to go back and repurchase products and keep using them, then they have to be able to make a difference in our overall health. And that truly is really, really important today. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I know that getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy is something that a lot of us really do need to do. And I think a lot of us need a little bit of support because maybe in the past we've tried things that just did not work, or we didn't do our homework, or we're trying to follow the program that somebody we know is doing, even though we're all different in our makeup. Being able to go to Stay Healthy allows you to be able to know that you're heading in a healthier direction because you have such amazing people that can guide you and give you the tools that you need to make the right decisions. It is difficult. You know, I think one of the things that, and one of the hardest things is asking for help and asking for guidance. And hopefully, Stay Healthy will make you feel so comfortable that you won't mind. Did you know that Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? Longevity is definitely on their side, and because they only carry the best of the best in every category, you're always going to make a good choice, and you're not going to make a mistake. And with all the guidance and all the help and all the education and all the information and all the support, all of it in a full-service environment, you're going to love getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy with everyone at the Stay Healthy store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy does allow you to bring your questions with you so you can have those dialogues, those conversations, because they are really important. And being able to have those conversations allows you to hopefully move closer to a healthier way of making better choices. Make sure to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. They have really done a lot of work on their webpage, and there's such good information on there. Make sure to leave your email address so you can start getting future newsletters. And also, my radio shows are now archived on there for on-demand downloads. And you can also print coupons to use on your next visit to the store. And don't forget to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Something new they're doing at Stay Healthy, it's called Looking for Healthy Convenience. If you send Stay Healthy an email at their contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, you can leave them your order, and they will have the order ready for you when you get to the store, and they check that throughout the day. So if that makes it more convenient for you, then that's great. Another good service from the Stay Healthy staff and the Stay Healthy store. Well, you know, a lot of things come up as far as questions when people are trying to get themselves in a little bit of a healthier way of living. And I think one of the biggest problems that many of us have is not knowing where to start. And, you know, not knowing which direction to be able to ask questions and whether or not if asking questions is a good idea or not. I think sometimes we're all guilty of this. You know, we don't want to ask a question because we don't want to ask a question that ends up just seeming so simple, like something we should have known, but it ends up being something very, very important that we should have asked along the way. It gets very overwhelming. And I think for some of us, we have a hard time wondering whether or not we are definitely, you know, doing the right thing as far as our health is concerned. Now, I'm hoping that along the way, some of these questions might hit home, and maybe some of them are going to be things that you can actually do, and be able to learn from. So these are questions that come into me regularly. A lot of them are the same, which means that a lot of us are thinking the same thing. So that's actually a pretty good thing. And above and beyond that, sometimes we just, you know, don't want to ask the question ourselves, but we can always benefit from them along the way. So I'm going to hit a couple of these questions because I think that they're really important. And I think that a lot of people might be able to benefit from some of these. And it may, and they may be actually things that you've thought about. This is a question that I get very, very frequently. And I know it sounds like an easy thing to do, an easy thing to ask, but for some people, it could be a major turnoff for them staying on their nutritional supplements. And the question is, do my supplements always have to be taken with food? Now, this may sound like an easy thing because most people may think that we take our medicines with food, that we should automatically take our vitamins with food. You know, for the longest time, most of the multiple vitamins that were on the market were very hard to digest. They were very, very heavy in their weight, molecular structure, and there were a lot of things in there that were a little hard on the digestive tract. But nonetheless, they were things that we had, and that's what we had at our fingertips, although things have changed dramatically over the last couple decades. So today, where we now have things that are basically in food form, so they're a lot easier on our digestive tract. If it's easy for you to follow, you know, the rules of always taking your vitamins with food, then that's perfectly fine. One thing you may learn is that taking things on an empty stomach with a couple cups of coffee is not going to be good for you. it's probably going to steer you in an unhealthy direction, and you're probably going to be in a situation where you're going to probably not know which way to go, and you're going to get upset stomach. You're not going to feel good, and you're going to end up having a situation where you're going to get an upset stomach thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to take these vitamins. They just don't work for me. But, you know, you're the one that took them with two cups of coffee in the morning and an empty stomach. Today's multiple vitamins, the food-based vitamins, really don't need food. And that's really kind of a plus for a lot of people. I would rather have somebody eat breakfast, have a smoothie, have some yogurt, have some oatmeal, have something in their stomach in the morning to break the fast, and then take their vitamins. I think that would be great. But in a real world, a lot of people are not eating breakfast still. They don't break the fast, or they drink their breakfast. You know, they have their designer coffees, or they have their regular coffee, 2-3 cups. They get to the office, they have another cup or two. So they have a very acidic foundation in their stomach. And if they're to throw those vitamins in at that time, chances are they're going to upset their stomach. So this is kind of the thing that I would say, easiest thing to follow. If you're unsure or you have a history of a sensitive stomach, take your vitamins with food. If you're not a big coffee drinker in the morning, but you're also not a breakfast eater, you can take your whole food vitamins today, and Stay Healthy carries all the best of the best whole food multiple vitamins. You can take them with a glass of juice, a glass of water, and not a big deal. Or you can hold on to them and take them with your lunch meal. That gives you three choices, whichever one you think is going to be the best for you. I find for most people, when they take them with food, they do better. If people are not breakfast eaters, I know a lot of people that take their vitamins in a little container, or Ziploc, or a vitamin holder, and they take them after their lunch, and that's perfectly fine. Sometimes having those afternoon B vitamins give them energy at a time of the day when they really need it. Some people get up in the morning and they automatically need that jump start. So maybe a little breakfast and your vitamins then would be good for you. Many of the good whole food multiple vitamins are more than one a day. Some are one a day, but some are more than one, sometimes two, even up to four a day. So maybe splitting the dosage between breakfast and lunch would be a good idea as well. You can be as flexible as you want to be, but find a way to be able to stay on course with these so you're doing it the same way every day, so your body can start to get the benefit. Now, that may seem like a very easy question, but you know, for somebody that's just starting on vitamins, a couple days of upset stomach, and even though they really need the vitamins, rather than asking questions about with food, without food, and how to take them and when to take them, that they're going to digest and sit better, they just stop using them completely. And then they have a bottle with 4 or 5 tablets out of it sitting on their counter until they expire, and then they just throw them away. I don't want that. I want people to be able to get the benefit out of their supplements. Another question that comes in frequently is, do I have to take my calcium at bedtime? You know, for the longest time, we always recommend taking calcium and magnesium at night because there is a bit of a sedative effect. It also is going into your body at the time of the day when you are doing repair work, when you're sleeping. They're also very effective for helping with the magnesium anyway, with cramping of the muscles and things like that. And there's also relaxant effects that go along with it. But the thing is, you know, if you're using one of the good minerals today, one of the good foundational minerals or calcium magnesiums that are out there today, you can take them whenever you choose. At night is a nice idea because I think everybody could use a little bit of that relaxation in the evening time. Bottom line, at the end of the day, get them in. Just get them in your body at a time that works well for you. I know a lot of people that keep their minerals, their extra magnesium, maybe the things they use to help them sleep at night. They take them right before they go to bed, and they put them by their toothbrush, and they remember they brush their teeth, and then they take their nighttime stuff. That works out fine as well. The general theme on this is just get it in so you can start to get the benefits, and I think that that is really, really important. Another question that comes in for a lot of people is it really healthy to eat a vegetarian lifestyle? And this is one of my favorite questions because I think there's a lot of confusion out there to what a real healthy vegetarian really is. That being said, there's a lot of people out there that consider themselves to be a vegetarian. But in all sense of the word, their chances are they're a carbitarian more than a vegetarian. A lot of people become a vegetarian because they don't want to eat animal products. Perfectly fine. But a lot of them, rather than eating a really healthy vegetarian diet, which means healthy grains and plenty of greens and non-animal-based carbohydrates and proteins and things like that, they have a tendency to kind of eat tons of sugar and tons of white carbs. And they consider, because they're eating a ton of white rice and white bread and white tortillas and white chips and white pasta, that they're a vegetarian. Now, I guess overall, they really kind of are a vegetarian because they're not eating any animal products. But what they are doing is they're not really doing it in a healthy way. So they may be still as unhealthy as somebody just eating a lot of processed foods. Because both people are eating a lot of sugar-based foods, a lot of sugars in general, a lot of white bleached flour, which is pretty denatured, where you may have a vegetarian, and I have many, many vegetarian friends all over the country, and you're not going to see them eating processed foods, a lot of sugar, and a lot of white bleached flour carbohydrates or simple carbs. Most of them are going to be eating a ton of fruits and vegetables, brown rice, basmati, couscous. They're going to be eating good healthy grains, good healthy sources of protein, nuts and berries and all the good stuff, because they want to make sure that they're eating a healthy diet. And one thing you're going to see today that we didn't see 25 years ago are vegetarians that now take supplements. There was a time when most of the vegetarians were able to eat diets that were richer and healthier, and the soils were a little better, and the quality of food was better-ish than it is now. And many of them did not take supplements, but most of them that have been in the field now, they write, they do magazines, they do articles and newsletters and all that kind of stuff. A lot of times they are doing everything they should be doing, and really having a hard time at it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I've actually got a ton of questions that just came in. We're going to go ahead and take our break now and then come back. And we'll go from there, because so many of these new questions today are popping in and I want to hit all of them. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. I got some great questions that I want to jump in with, and thank you all for listening and throwing all these questions my way. I don't think I've ever had this many come in this quickly. So we're going to jump on some of these questions. My first question comes in, and it has to do with smoothies, and I think this is a great question. It says, can I put too much stuff in my smoothie? And I answered back real quick, and I said, what did you mean? And they said, well, we use fruit, and we use protein, and we use oils, and we use fibers, and we use yogurt, and other things all in the smoothie, because your idea of getting things out of the way for the day makes it easy for us to not have to think about these things. So the answer is no. I mean, you may end up having a situation where you are definitely having to eat it with a spoon. I mean, my smoothie this morning was so thick that I had to eat it with a spoon, because I not only threw the chia seeds and the ground flax in there, but I also throw some raw oats in there as well today, and just a touch of psyllium, as well as the fruit and the greens and the yogurt and the protein and all that stuff. I mean, it was delicious. I mean, I had to eat it with a spoon, but honestly, it just got so much stuff out of the way. So yes, you can throw as much stuff as you, that's why I call them kitchen sinks, because, you know, if you throw your greens and your fiber and all that kind of stuff in there, you're done with those. You don't have to worry about where you have to fit them in during the day. And I think that's really, really important. Next question is, Jeff, I have a tendency to go on and off my vitamins. It's the way I am. I use them for a little while, and then I go off for maybe a week, and then I go back on for a month or so. Am I hurting myself? No. Think of it this way. Every day that you're eating good quality food, your body is getting a benefit. On the days that you don't eat the good food, you're not getting that benefit. So I think what we have to do is we have to is realize that, I don't know how we have to think about this way. We have to think about, do it as much as we can, but don't miss if you don't have to miss. I know that's easier said than done. You know, if you have to leave yourself notes, if you have to put your vitamins in a place where you'll remember them. I actually have friends that get up in the morning and they have themselves coffee or tea, and they will put their vitamins and everything right next to it, or they box up their vitamins, and they get to the point where they are having the same thing every single day. They know that their vitamins are there. What I like to do is I have a couple baskets on my counter. I will lay out a towel, and what I will do is I will make my piles, and then I put them in little Ziploc bags, and then I will put them in their prospective baskets, if you will. I have a morning pack that I use. I have a after breakfast or smoothie pack. I have a lunch pack, and then my vitamin stuff for evening time, I just keep the bottles upstairs in my bathroom and near my sink. And I think what we have to do is we have to remember that, you know, whatever works, whatever we can remember to make work for us, the better. Now, I have people that buy those little 7-day reminders and they put their vitamins in there and carry them with them. That's fine, too. I have a friend of mine that puts all their vitamins in one container. And during the day, they will just take them with snacks and meals. And at the end of the day, it's empty. That's what works for them. You can't go wrong as long as you're getting them in. Will you hurt yourself by going on and off of them? No, but you may lose some of the good benefits that you would be getting had you been taking them every single day. Okay. Next question. Jeff, vitamins with food, herbs on an empty stomach, and amino acids on an empty stomach as well? Yes. Can you take herbs with food? You can. Some people do. There was a time when we used to think that if you took your herbs with food, you would keep them from working. I don't agree with that anymore because things are in such an amazing digestible bioavailable form today. Do I take some of my herbs on an empty stomach? I do. Do I have times when I throw them in with everything else? I do. So once again, get them in. You can't get the benefit if you're not using them. It's like you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket. You know, so you need to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Next question. Jeff, I do the greens formula from Barleans every day. I really enjoy it. I mix mine with apple or cranberry or orange juice. I shake it up and just drink it down every single morning. Is that okay, or do I need to put it in a smoothie or yogurt or something else? No. You can do whatever you choose. I mean, I have days when I just put it in a shaker cup and I shake up my greens and I just slam it on a day that I don't have time for a smoothie. You know, so I like having my greens in my system. Do I eat a lot of greens? I do. I'm not a big fruit eater. You know, we've talked about that before. Many people, or probably more people, will eat fruit before they'll eat greens. I will eat greens before I'll eat fruit. I'm just not the kind of person to pick up a piece of fruit and take a bite out of it. I just am not. I admit it. I have always admitted it. And, you know, that's just the way it is. Now, if I open up the refrigerator and someone has brought me cut up fruit and it's all cut up in cubes in a bowl, I'll probably eat it. But the idea of cutting up the fruit and doing it, I just am not a fruit person. But I'll eat a gigantic mixing bowl full of Brussels sprouts or collard greens or turnips or rutabaga or broccoli or spinach or bok choy, any of those. I love greens. So even though I do, I still make sure that I supplement my greens to my diet because I don't think even with the best greens today, the best, most organically grown greens, we're getting what we used to be able to get because they're growing out of soil that's very denatured. So I like to supplement with concentrated emerald greens that are deep emerald colored. So they're very rich. So for me, I buy the organic greens from Barleans. I put it in orange juice, V8 juice, pineapple juice, apple juice, any of those. I'll just shake it up and drink it. It's out of the way for the day. I know it's in there. And then I get the benefit. So there you go. All right. Let me see. Jeff, when it comes to probiotics, are they best taken with food or without food? And can I take them every day or do I only still use them around antibiotics? Well, there was that mentality for a very, very long time where we only used to take our vitamins with food and our probiotics around antibiotics or surgery or medication or recovering from surgery. We now know that probiotics are extremely beneficial every single day for so many different things, from our gut to our blood to our brain to our immune system, urinary tract, bladder, kidneys, colon, all that stuff. It has so many different functions in the body that you missing your probiotics is kind of a big deal once you start using them. You want to stay on them. With food, without food, either is fine. I choose to take mine first thing in the morning and last thing before bed. The other part of this question is, am I a believer in only using refrigerated probiotics or do I believe in shelf-stable as well? Well, shelf-stable is, I never ever thought in my life that I would ever recommend a shelf-stable probiotic because I was brought up at a time when if they weren't in the refrigerator, they weren't any good. I mean, that's just what we were told. That's how we were educated. And honestly, at that point in time, I think that was probably more truer than not. But today, with the packaging and the way the bottles are and the way that things are done, you can get the same exact benefit from a shelf-stable probiotic as you can from a refrigerated. When I travel, I take the shelf-stable. When I'm home, I take the refrigerated. there was a time when you would travel and you'd have to get to the hotel, take your probiotics out, get a bucket of ice and put them in your bathroom and change the ice every day to keep them cold, or hopefully your hotel room or wherever you were staying, you put them in the refrigerator to keep them cold. We don't have to do that anymore. With the Shell Stable, you just set them on the shelf like you do your other vitamins, and you know they're available for there at full potency, and you're going to get what you're used to getting. And when you get back home, you can continue with the Shell Stable or go to the refrigerated model. It's up to you. I just think getting them in every day, with food, without food, your choice, preferably on my side. I like them on an empty stomach. I like them to go down through the stomach and get down where they need to really work. But either is perfectly fine. Another question. Jeff, there was a time many, many decades ago when I used to listen to you, and it had to do with probiotics and antibiotics. Way back when, we were always told, and I remember having this discussion with you 30 years ago, that when you took an antibiotic, you stopped taking the probiotics, and then you picked up the probiotics when the antibiotics were done. Does that still apply today? I haven't heard you touch on it. You know, what's interesting is, you're right, there was that time when we did that. And I think the reason that we did was because of the fact that the probiotics were so weak. And when you subjected them to a gut with antibiotics or running through the system, chances are they were depleted and they were destroyed. But this was also a time when the probiotics and acidophilus at that time were like 10 million or 30 million or 50 million biological bacteria per dosage. Now, today, we're way up in the billions, hundreds of billions of biological bacteria. So kind of the mindset has changed dramatically within the naturopathic and natural product industry, that you just continue to take them every single day. And you can even double up throughout the time around your wide-spectrum antibiotics. Even if you lose a very small portion of them due to the side effects or radiated side effects of the antibiotics, there's still so much there that you're still positively benefiting the body, you know, keeping down yeast and keeping down fungus and keeping your immune system strong and keeping your urinary tract and bladder and kidneys and everything nice and healthy during the time of having to be on medications and or antibiotics. So is that something that's changed? Yeah, it really is. And I think we have to remember that what we have to do is put ourselves into a category of bringing the best of the best things that we can to our body as often as we possibly can. And one of the things we have to do is make sure that we're being consistent. I think being consistent about the probiotics that we put into our system is really important. And I think if we keep it in there all the time, I think the benefits are going to be very, very noticeable. Okay, so I think that does it for the probiotics. Yes. Jeff, I have a question about cranberry and cranberry juice. My friend told me that she used to have urinary tract infections, and she drinks cranberry juice every day. And was at a point where she was on revolving sulfa drugs and antibiotics. And I think that she started using cranberry juice. So, okay, I'm reading the letter here. It's copied and text and scanned to me, so I'm having a hard time reading it. Okay, here it is. She said, do I do the same protocol because I have urinary tract infections and I frequently have to go on medication? Well, cranberry juice is very, very, very effective because it also helps with killing a lot of the bad bacteria and keeping you a little bit acidic in your urinary and kidneys and tract. Now, what we have to remember is that cranberry juice and cranberry juice and cranberry juice are not all the same. Most of the cranberry juices out there that taste really good, that we really enjoy drinking, pour it in a glass and it tastes really good, that's probably a cranberry juice cocktail. It's got lots of sugar in it, has other juices added. That is not pure cranberry juice. Now, although there are people that really do enjoy drinking pure cranberry juice, it's not good. It's tart. It's puckery. And that's how you know that it's 100% cranberry. If I was going to use cranberry juice for my urinary tract health, I would get the cranberry juice concentrated, Stay Healthy, put a teaspoon in water every day, and get the pure 100% cranberry juice that way and drink it. You can also buy the juice that's already made more economically. It's better to go with the concentrate in my mind, or get a really good quality cranberry capsule that allows you to get the benefit, or do both. I would also keep in mind some of the products that are now available for helping to keep your urinary health strong. Life Seasons makes a UTI formula that's really, really good. There's also bringing in some supplemental mastic gum, which is very effective. Avoiding sugars, increasing your water intake, and all that stuff. So, cranberry juice. Get it in a concentrate form or 100% cranberry juice from Stay Healthy. If you buy it from your grocery store, there's a good chance you're going to be getting juice, sugared flavored juice. And that's why it tastes so good, because it's got all the sugar and all the stuff in it. Because the first time you taste 100% cranberry juice, you're going to know exactly what I'm saying, because it's very puckery and it's very, very tart. So keep that in mind. Let me see. Dear Jeff, do you have a preference of using magnesium capsules or magnesium powder? No, not really. I just think that if you're getting it from a good company and you're taking it on a regular basis, I think you'll get a good benefit. I find that a lot of people really do enjoy the magnesium powders, because they can make them like a beverage and they taste really good. And they also kind of make you relax a little bit. In the beverage form, in the capsules, they take a little bit longer to work. Sometimes drinking the liquid at night can help you kind of mellow down. I've also had times when I know people have jumped out of bed with Charlie horses there and cramping of the muscles that were so painful, that by having the magnesium and powder, they could make a hot beverage and drink it, and it just reacted a lot faster. So I think either is fine. My preference is probably powder, because I just think that it works better and it's faster. And now that it tastes good, we don't have a problem with drinking it. It's actually very good. A lot of good choices in that area at Stay Healthy. There's also topical magnesium oils that you can actually massage into those really tight, sore muscles. Did you know the magnesium is actually absorbable right through the skin? It's quite amazing how fast it works. I've had massage therapists that have actually used it on people that have had really severe muscle cramps. If you've ever had a really big one, you know that the muscles can stay sore for a day or even up to a week after they were so tight. We want our muscles to be strong, but we want them to be limber and flexible. When they get out of control, they get really or lacking in things like potassium and magnesium and minerals, or we drink beverages that cause us to lose our electrolytes, those muscles can get so hard that they're like rocks. So I would keep in mind, if you're prone to them, get some topical magnesium from Stay Healthy and keep it at your bedside. You may be surprised. I have a friend that rubs her legs down with it every night before bed, and she drinks her cup of the hot magnesium, the Calm, right before she goes to sleep, and she reads her book at night. She said she has never relaxed and slept this well. And, you know, if that's a routine you need to get into, I mean, everything takes a little work. There is no quick fix. There's no magic wand to have everything happen. You have to prepare it. You need to mix it with hot water. You need to put it in a cup. You need to drink it before bed. If you're using it topically, you need to actually rub the magnesium into your muscles. I think we've gotten kind of lazy, where we want everything to happen, but we don't want to put any of the work in, even though the benefits would be and can be life-changing. You know, I think sometimes I just don't think we know really which way to go. Okay. Dear Jeff, do you have any ideas about using a product for my joints? I see some at Stay Healthy. Do you have one that you prefer? There's a lot of them that I like, and I also like using things individually, like some of the turmerics for inflammation, some of the glucosamines, chondroitins, the MSM, the hyaluronic acid. They're all really good. If I was going to pick a product that had everything all in one, I would say either the Multiflex from High Energy Labs or the Flexin. Both of them are very, very effective. I have so many people that have done remarkably well at all age levels. And I think it would just be, once again, being consistent to get these nutrients into your system. Now, above and beyond that, of course, activity, omega-3 fatty acids, your fish oils, you need those in there. If you're using one of those formulas, bringing in some of the turmeric-based products would also be a very, very good idea. Supplemental hyaluronic acid is a great addition to any of the joint formulas that are out there. But, you know, by talking with the folks at Stay Healthy, you know, they'll be able to help you pinpoint a better way for you to go. And depending on your activity, your inactivity, your age, where you are, maybe there's already diagnosis that you're bone on bone and you're in a situation where you have a lot of pain. It might be a different protocol if you're already using pain medications. But the nice thing is there are wonderful ways for you to be able to get yourself into a healthier mode and to support and bring nutrition and health to those joints. You know, a friend asked me the other day, and I've answered this many times on the air, but he said he had a knee replacement and he started using nutritional supplementation and stuff pretty late in the mix. He was already bone on bone and he had to have it replaced because it was actually affecting the nerve. So he had his knee done. You know, and he's still recovering from the surgery because a lot of people think you put a new knee in and automatically things are better. Knees are hard to recover from, believe it or not. Actually, hips are easier to recover from because you're actually putting a new ball and socket into a new little notch and it fits in there better where the knees are more hinge-based and they're a lot harder on the recovery. So his question was, so now that I've had that fixed, do you think I should still continue on all the joint nutrition? He had purchased the Multiflex and fish oils and turmeric. And I said, absolutely. I said, you only fixed one joint. What about the other knee and the hips and the fingers and the wrist? I said, you have a very active lifestyle and your body already knows how to break down a joint. So the chances are, if you have one joint that ends up being inflamed or ends up having to be replaced or that you're suffering with the discomfort, that there's going to be other joints that you're going to as well. I mean, we would hope that's not the case, but in many instances, it usually is. And when you talk to people that have had one of their joints replaced, many of them will tell you that they had to have more work done or they had to have another joint done down the road as well. So I think that this is a great thing to keep in mind. That even if you have to have that joint replaced, continue taking care of the other joints while they're still in their healthier mode. I think that's really important. Let me see. Jeff, do you think that brushing and flossing are both important for the gums? Yeah, of course I do. I think that our gums get very, very sensitive and they get very irritated and we drink a lot of acidic beverages and eat a lot of acidic foods. I know that if you find that you're using a toothbrush, I'm a big believer in an electric brush because of the fact that they spin better and most people don't use their regular toothbrush for as long as they should. Because the first time you use an electric toothbrush and there's a timer on there for 2.5 minutes, you're going to realize how long 2.5 minutes really is. And you're going to realize that you have been nowhere close to being able to put yourself into a category of having healthier gums. Now, can your gums bleed if they're unhealthy? Yes. Do they get healthier when you're brushing them more and they get stronger? Yes. Of course, more vitamin C, using a healthy toothbrush, maybe rubbing some tea tree oil onto your gum tissue, using a really good mouthwash that can make a difference. There are tea tree oil mouthwash. The Vitamir is very, very effective. It's got clove, myrrh, folic acid, and zinc in it. Very good for swishing under the gum line. Flossing, very, very important. And I think that what we need to do is make sure that we are truly getting ourselves in a healthier mode for our teeth and gums. The other thing is, when your gums are unhealthy, they can build bacteria and cause infection. And it's well known that many people with gum disease also have heart problems as well. And if you have infections in your mouth, it's a pretty close jaunt to the heart, as well as just putting infection into the body in general. So is it important to spend a little bit more time brushing your teeth and flossing and doing that? Yeah, it is. And they may be bleeding and uncomfortable at the very beginning, but they'll get healthier a lot faster than you think if you take care of them. And also making sure that you're not dehydrating. Making sure you're drinking plenty of liquid, because the liquid will make a dramatic difference in your overall health. And one of the best things you can do with that is be consistent. And make sure that you are finally focusing on taking care of your good health. It gets difficult to do so many things all the time. And I think a lot of us just get to the point where we're just like, oh my goodness, it's just way too many things to do. I got to watch my diet. I got to take my supplements. I have to drink my water. I have to be active. I have to manage my stress. Yeah, we have to do all those things. But the thing is, the more of them that you are able to do, the better results you'll get in those areas. And the ones that you don't follow suit with, you'll probably get to a point when you'll wonder why you didn't. Question. This is a good question. Is it okay to use something for sleep every single night if I need it? Or do I have to go on and off of it so I don't build up a resistance? I use the Power to Sleep by Irwin Naturals with the extra melatonin. I don't know if I needed the extra melatonin. I think I'll try it next time, the regular formula. But it does help. Do I need to stop using it? No, you don't. I think when we stop using something that helps us sleep at night, we usually just fall back into whatever state of sleep we were in before. So if we had trouble sleeping before, and whatever product we're using at night is helping us sleep really well, if we stop using it, chances are we just go back to not having a good night's rest. Using it all the time just ensures you that you're going to get a better night's rest. The other thing is, you might want to try the original formula. You may not need that extra dose of melatonin, but you'll be the first one to know. If you find that it's working okay, but you did better with the one with the added melatonin, then you know next time that's the way for you to go. I like it because they have three formulas. Some people don't like melatonin, so they have one without. They have one with the normal amount, and then they also have one with extra melatonin. So you have three choices. So that's a good idea. That way it's kind of individualized for you. Because there's plenty of good nutrition that are in these sleep formulas. And I don't think a lot of us still remember how important it is to get a good night's rest. I don't think we do. And all I can tell you is that if you're not going to get a great night's rest, and you're not going to get the benefit out of getting a good night's sleep so that you're alert and you feel good and your body is functioning and it's rested and, you know, you're getting energy during the day because you actually shut down and you were able to get all those good relaxing moments during the nighttime so that during the day you're more focused, you're going to notice it, but more in a negative. So I think that what we have to do is we have to remind ourselves that, you know, sometimes we have to look at things a little bit differently. And I think we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to put ourselves into a healthier way of living. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you are really and truly, you know, feeling really good about your overall well-being and overall, focus during the day. I think a lot of us still think that sleep is just something we need to do. And we'll get caught up on the weekend. Or after I get done with this or that, I'll be able to feel better and I'll be able to get myself into a better way of living. You know, if I could just get through the week, I'll sleep in at this weekend. Guess what? We never get caught up. All we can do is just try to start sleeping in a better mode as quickly as possible so that we start getting some of the benefits that we really need to be getting. And I don't think a lot of us really get that. But I will tell you one thing. If you have to use something natural to help you sleep, use it. Just because you're not sleeping doesn't mean you have to run right to the doctor and the pharmaceutical counter. The end result is getting a better night's rest. The device that you use to get there is really up to you. Now, are there people that end up on medication because nothing is working for them because of what's going on in their life and their world? Absolutely. But there's also a lot of people that jumped right into the medication that could have gone another alternative route that would be doing a lot better had they tried something more natural that's not addictive. So I hope that you will, you know, keep these questions coming. Oh, great questions today, everybody. Thank you for jumping in. And I love it. I didn't even get to a lot of the ones that I already had ready to go because there were so many new ones that came in this morning. And This one here, I'm going to go ahead and read. I think it's really good. It says, Jeff, thank you for your show. I've been listening to you for decades. I've listened to you from out of state for a long time. I just moved back to town. When I was here, I used to go to your stores, and now I went over to Stay Healthy for the first time. They were so helpful. They made me feel so comfortable, and everything you said about the store was true. They had all the good stuff. They had answers to all my questions. And they made me feel real comfortable because I had a couple topics that were a little on the sensitive nature side. And being a guy, I was a little bit awkward talking about it, but they made me feel so comfortable. And they were so friendly that, you know, I told like three or four of my friends that didn't even know about Stay Healthy. So I told them where to go because they've always asked me questions about health and nutrition. And I told them they need to go meet these great people. So thank you for what you do. And thanks for suggesting Stay Healthy. They are so good. And they will be my place to go. You know, isn't it true? I mean, you know, when you feel comfortable about going somewhere because of what they do and their morals and their philosophies and their ideals about bottom line, getting people healthy. Because when you have the best stuff, you know, you're going to be able to see results better than buying something that may come from a company where they didn't do their homework and they didn't put things into a form that we could digest them in our very unhealthy state of digestion today. You know, and when you can walk out of a store and you've been talking about something, the most important thing in your life, which is your health, because there's nothing more important. You know, people think that fame and fortune and relationships and all those kind of things are important. Well, they are. But if you do not have good health, you can have all the money in the world and all the friends in the world and a great relationship and all those wonderful things and status and fame and all that. But if you are failing in your health and barely even able to get through the day, none of that stuff means anything. Because you know what? Your health is the number one thing. And if you have it, hold on to it. If you've lost it, try to find it. Don't forget to ask questions of the people that can least steer you in the right direction. And I'll leave you with this real quick. I have a friend that was very, very popular. He's from Hollywood, very visible. You would know who he is. And a couple years ago, he lost his health. And he told me that when he was sitting in the hospital looking out the window and the whole world was going on around him, and he had more money than he needed, more friends, more fame, more everything, he saw and had the realization that fighting for his health at that point in time, which he did regain and he's doing well today, was the only thing that meant anything. And before he got emergency run to the hospital, all those other things were the things that really were important to him. And he said once he got his health back, he put things in perspective and realized that without your health and well-being, without being healthy and having your health in your hand, nothing means anything. I don't want everybody to have to go through that kind of realization, but maybe if we just accept that our most important thing in our life is good health, and going to places like Stay Healthy can help you hold on to it and at least guide you in the right direction. The best customer service. Go to their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. You can hear the downloads of my radio show there. You can also leave your email address and start getting newsletters, print coupons to use in the store, and of course, full service location. You're going to love it. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Remember to take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad that you did. And remember, when you're looking for a healthy convenience, send Stay Healthy an email at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. And they'll have your order ready. You can leave your order and they'll have it ready for you. They check it throughout the day. So if that's convenient for you, please use that as a service. Have a great day, everybody. Do something awesome for you. Keep the questions coming. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.